Hey y'all. Hey, I'm sorry I got all caught up in my headphones that I got from tweakedaudio.com. Hey, if you need you a good pair of headphones, go to tweakedaudio.com. Put in that code IDS, the show that you love to listen to. 33% off, free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty. You cannot beat that with a bat, y'all.
You can't.
Get them.
I'm in a state of yell, so off I go to the spliff that I pass, mix it back with the slack from my man with the tan sitting by the fan. In a heavy, heavy band, the big heart feels warm and who won't fall? Just move it, groove it, soothe it, smooth it. Oh, shit. And I won't quit, keep on and on, filling up the gap from eve to dawn. Gotta be the sheep under your nose, above your head. Honey said 69, I thought a poop. We gave a poke head. D for action, just like Jackson. Cause the Jackson got a mansion. But I don't even wanna really give a fuck, you know. I'm in the city, yo. So off I go, yo. Yo, days go by, we just get flyer. Swinging harder cause we got desire. Extra effort because we're triers. Got more heat than a dollar in the dryer. Got more flavor, the fruity pebbles. Check the format and clock the levels. Yo, do what you gotta do. Cause I got more style than a store that's dapper. Got more sweet than a candy wrapper. Got more ball than a pimple slaps. And got heart like a bug that maps and make more sense than childhood tricks. Got more support than hot side wings. So what happens in the mix? Some we can feel like a heroine. But yo, don't you know that the flow that I just move on just like so, it's got me in a state of what? Yo, no aggression, let your mind make connection. Ain't no need for correction, yo. Huh, all with the session. Has got some weight, you can't debate. Elate the fate, cause style is great. But life is hectic and all that there. For people you care, but yo, beware. For one knows not what gets one shot. I think I used to know, but I forgot. Cause it ain't nothing, nothing at all. I'm telling you, it's a small. Without the thing, for things have worked. Despite my life is despite your birth. We share the earth, yo. But who was first, yo? Well, who's here now, yo? Well, where's my hearse, so? Cause I gotta go. But where I don't know. I guess I just hang out in the state of yo.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
The Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down, I'm in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down.
And I smell it. have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air.
Camera, action, we're on. Welcome back to IDS. I am your man, Big B. Pleasure to be with you. Pleasure to have you with us. Welcome to our home. Welcome to our humble studio in which we make the magic happen. Let me give you the grand tour. Sitting over here in this corner, it's a young lady. Goes by the name Queenie. Say hello to Queenie, y'all.
I can't hear you.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Sitting to the left of the queen would be the princess. Putting it down. Like it ain't never been put down before. Reaching across to smack your ass across your mouth with a bunch of attitude and deliverance. Perseverance. We call her Drew Baby, y'all. Coming to you with excellence.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
And sitting in between Drew Baby's legs would be...
Oh.
Okay, not exactly. Just sort of across. But he turns over and glances from time to time.
Yeah, yes. Beautiful view.
And he does that because he is a certified doctor.
Yeah.
Doctor of misinformation. Doctor. He's official. He got a new title today, y'all.
Oh boy.
He is the official IDS ghostwriter. Not because he drops dope lyrics and doesn't let anybody know.
And his name, Dream Chaser?
You just can't see him. Because he's written in Ghost Sync. Mark the Dog Wally, yo.
All right. What's up, y'all? I'm here. Chilling. Tired as a motherfucker.
By myself.
It's all good though. I'm ready to rock.
This is good. And again, I'm your man, Big B. I try to be the glue, the orchestrator of the madness.
Whereas,
sometimes,
as it was put, mastermind.
Mastermind, well, yeah, know what that? Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
One of the walls pat me on the back.
Okay.
How was everybody's weekend? Baking soda. Okay.
Oh. Let's see. Mark was sleeping. Mm-hmm. Drew
was swelling.
Drew was eating salt pork.
In fact, that fucking pork grinds and shit.
She wasn't chilling, she was sweating.
Oh,
it's all right.
Boo-boo.
Oh, snookle boogaloo.
That's all right. It's gonna be all right. We're gonna work on that. Mm-hmm. I guess that leaves you, Queen. Did you do anything non-depressing this
week? Right, I'm like, I can't remember. What did I do?
My weekend wasn't depressing.
It was fun, but...
Shit, I was working.
Right.
For you, yeah. I saw some of your pictures. It was fun.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I missed out?
Both of us? Missed out on what?
Where I didn't going? Say... I didn't mean your weekend.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm dancing.
I didn't get to see... Anything you can share?
I just meant you posted pictures of really good-looking food.
Yeah, of my good-looking food. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Coocha.
You wouldn't even think that shit should be swelling off of that.
could be other things too.
Yeah, it's a lot of other things.
Sorry.
As I thumb the mic.
Right.
Could be other things?
No.
Oh. Not true.
Uh oh.
About to say, man, we gotta get a.
Baby name.
Ooh. Your high chair up in this one.
Edwina.
Edwina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, kind of like IDS ish.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think her, I think the middle name should be Fayon.
Okay. Anywho, I didn't really do anything. One of my girls moved way, way, way down to Waldorf.
Real quick, my armpit itch. Can you get that one?
I cannot.
You know what? You're not helpful at all.
Hey, wait. Come here. No, I'll pick up this pen.
I'm good with that highlighter.
I could use this highlighter to scratch your armpit.
You can use a highlighter to do a lot of things.
What's the point of that pen?
No, I got it.
I'm gonna get all inky.
I got it.
No, don't. Oh, just
I got it.
You know, that joint.
Oh, why is this?
You nasty, baby.
Right, nasty.
What? Because I have an itch?
Yeah, because you have an itch.
Itching for a scratch. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Anyway. So, like I said, my friend moved really, really far down to Waldorf. So, we finally got out there to visit.
Oh.
It was far.
You should have let me know.
Still Waldorf?
Is Waldorf not that far?
It was far.
So
you
it
must
not,
have been La Plata or White Plains or something.
Yeah, I'm
no,
about to
it
say.
Was Waldorf,
it was still Waldorf?
Yeah.
Wow.
It took us like 45 minutes to get down
there.
Oh, y'all
passed Waldorf. Y'all had to pass Waldorf.
Well, I mean, her.
Right there on the. That's her Addy.
Her, yeah, it's Waldorf, so.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be right there on the. The plate of it, right there on the line.
I just know, I was like, why are we still driving?
Yeah. That's cool. 45 minutes, that's not bad.
It is bad when she was like 10 minutes from where I used to live. I mean, from where I live. Now so she moved.
She inconvenienced you. You know,
to hell.
Is she a friend?
Now I cannot, I have to temper
night.
My drinking. Because she moved far.
Damn it. Y'all can have pajama night.
No, we will. Because there's no way we could drink like we used to and like drive home. So
you don't want to fuck with the police down there.
Hell no.
They be hiding in like, you know, use the new car lots. They be parked up in there like their car and shit.
But they're not supposed to do that. That's.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Entrapment.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch the bastards. Them Virginia police too. They real smooth with their shit.
Yeah, Virginia police do.
They just don't fuck with them. They be chilling in the lot by themselves, no lights, no nothing. Till you go past them, going too fast. Yep, and they start
looking like
their
commercial. How to join their commercial? That one that don't want to get caught driving drunk.
Oh, right, they like
blending in. Him.
Oh.
Like camouflage or strike.
Right. They'll see you before you see
them.
Right.
Hey, what
the
about was
like this. Like these Negroes don't see me.
What about the dude driving the HOV lane with the dummy in the passenger seat?
Oh no, I thought people did that a lot.
They did it when they first started with those HOV jobs, and a lot of people got caught, and then it like went away for a long time.
And then
I guess they tried
like,
to
I'm about to bring it back.
Recycle it.
they enforce it on like major roads where it's like a serious problem. Mm-hmm. But like the you know the least enforced one, at least in my travels, is 50. Because that's HOV all the time.
Right.
And Jokers is being that joint cruising.
Okay.
So, before we get the show started, can I bring somewhat of a smile to your faces? Just to kind of remind you of where we came from.
No, boy.
Would you dig up an old episode?
Nah, but.
Oh, that's the ugliest shit ever.
Why am I? I'm only laughing because they're laughing hard.
Oh my gosh. You remember that thing?
You know I have a bad memory. I don't remember. Is that the music for him?
That was one of your
un-people,
right?
It wasn't my un. It wasn't an un-people. That was way before the un.
That was like episode.
it's coming back to me now.
That was like episode 6.
Damn, it was that far back?
It was so. I'm saying that was hundreds.
It couldn't have been episode 6.
No, it was when Wait. I guess when you got here, wasn't it?
It
was.
It had to be. So, yeah.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, do y'all think? Y'all think Nelly broke?
Okay.
Is he broke? Probably.
You think so?
No, probably. Nelly ain't broke. Nelly is going to be living off royalties, and plus he got that show Nellyville.
Oh, he got his Honey Nut Cheerio money too.
And honey, yep, there you go. You got money coming in.
Okay. Blast from the past, huh? Okay. Anyway, Nelly is on tour somewhere. Oh, he was on the tour bus Saturday night in Tennessee. Okay, now apparently the tour bus didn't have the right DOT stickers, you know, numbers or whatever.
Allegedly.
On it. Allegedly, yeah. So the police pulled him over. So I guess when they opened up the door or whatever, the police smelled weed. Okay.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly. Which then led to the searching of the bus. Okay, now on the bus, they found a small dose of weed. They just said like a dose. Okay, and they also found
it's in a liquid form. What the fuck? It's a THC in a valve.
Yeah, dose, huh? Right. Okay, and they also found.
That's like you said they lying. Good.
They also found some plastic bags. Okay, and had crystal. They had crystal rock like residue, I guess, in it. Okay, so they tested it, and it was meth. Okay, I didn't know people down there did meth these days. Well, I guess they do. But anyway, they locked Nelly up. They pretty much locked everybody up on the bus. Okay, now they charged Nelly with possession, which is a felony. And they charged him for a misdemeanor for the weed because it was such a small dose. Okay, now they also found a 45, a 50 caliber gun, and a Magnum.
Smith and Wesson.
Yeah. So I don't know. Y'all think Nelly might get out of this one?
Absolutely. Too many people on the bus.
Right. So they went right after him.
And I think they said it wasn't meth. I think they found out that it was probably like ecstasy.
No, they said.
Yeah, they initially thought it was meth. I'm okay. Like, black people meth? What? ?
If you're gonna have to do a drug,
unless you're gonna do it,
meth,
coke, hell, crack.
I never got into that shit. I never got into the pills or the needle, none of that shit.
That's good.
I couldn't dip. Bobby Flay is getting a divorce from his wife, man. They have some problems. They have some problems. I don't know what he did or what she did.
Meth.
This is
see, that was more plausible.
Oh, okay. That's probably why the bags were empty. They stopped over Bobby Flay's house first and they bought it all
and they just picked up bags. A whole bag of
man. All right. But anyway, now they got this house, right? And apparently she thought she was gonna get the house, but she's not gonna get the house. Damn. The dude, Bobby Flay paid her $5,000 just to get out of the house. Okay, just to get it out of the house. And then he also paid her some more money. I think, I forget how much it was, but he paid her some more money to get all her shit out the house. Now, when he said get out, they go $5,000. He paid her another, I forget what it was. I think it was $8,000 or something like that. Just to come back and get all her shit out the house. She got her shit there.
Pay some day laborers a 12-pack of Corona.
Okay. But anyway, she said, fuck all that. She took the money, though. No, she didn't. She didn't take the money. Because her and her lawyer going for some more shit. Although, they already had a prenup. Okay. So she's saying, fuck that shit. I want more. And I don't know. She might get it, though. Even though they got that prenup and everything.
Why do you think
she might? How long would they marry you?
10 years or something like that?
Something like that.
Why do you think she would get it? Because they actually did have a prenup, so... Why do you think she should deserve more money?
Trying to give her $5,000 just to move out.
$5,000 a month.
Oh, $5,000 a month. Oh, okay. I thought it was just to move out. I was like, well, I'd say I wouldn't take that shit either.
Yeah, but that's just only for 5 years.
The $5,000 a month for 5 years?
And that's it. After that. She want more than that.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what did she do? What?
Well, the bra she used to play on. What she used to play on?
I think it was Law and Order.
And her whole thing is, she's saying Bobby Flay would not be as famous as he is if it wasn't for her. She said she has something to do with his success.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. So she's trying.
I say you should poll fat people because I ain't never heard of her, but I ate plenty of his burgers.
Okay.
Knew of her, but didn't know until like now. Like, oh, damn. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, her. Yeah. She was like an asshole lawyer.
So,
I mean, but if you think about it, a long time ago, when she was on the show, and then, you know, Bobby Flay was coming up, I mean, maybe she had him on red carpets or going to, like, parties and stuff like that.
But he he got his own... But I mean, he did, like, a whole lot of Food Network stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, but hold on. So the divorce, who called for it? I mean, who
I don't know. They didn't really say what it was about.
They both accusing each other of shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, because if you wanted... Oh, they're accused. Both of them are accusing each other.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah, that's her whole defense. She's saying she helped him on the come up. That's why she need more than that $5,000.
But that's stupid. I don't know.
You signed it.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, how about that?
Take the $5,000 and be like, all right, that's like chump change. You're not working. See, if she was working, for real, if she was up on her shit.
She'd probably be like, all right.
We wouldn't even heard of it. They probably
can't even pay her rent, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, her, you know, grocery expenses, her, you know, the dog.
Used to the big lifestyle now.
Well, she need to get rid of the dog.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, shit. Which is it? You or the dog? What the fuck? You going to go hungry because your dog can't eat? That's stupid. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all for pets and stuff. I had a zillion of them. But I mean, what's important? Your life or your pet's life?
Or just scale your shit back.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said.
And you can keep your doggy.
Give what back and keep it
scale
up?
Back. Maybe you don't need to do gourmet or organic lifestyle. Or whatever. Maybe you need to just scale that shit back. If you don't have any other income,
mm-hmm.
I mean, which I would hope she gets some type of residuals from, mm-hmm. you know, from the show. But if you don't, mm-hmm. scale that shit back.
I don't know. Maybe she might have a legitimate right. Maybe she did help him. Maybe he wasn't that famous when they met.
Right.
And she did help him want to come up a little bit.
Unless there's a clause, I don't know how she gonna legally. I don't know how she gonna do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something like in small print. I don't know.
We gonna see. Congratulations is in order to Miss Tina Knowles. Oh, Beyonce mommy then did it again for the second time. She married Mr. Richard Lawson.
Lawson.
Yeah, they got married Sunday on the yacht. They did it real big.
He's so handsome.
Everybody had on white and everything.
No damn yacht. That was the Spirit of Washington.
No Spirit of
the Spirit of Texas.
Mm-hmm. The Spirit of Newport Beach, right. California.
Right. The Spirit of Cali.
Right. But that was cool though. Looked like the festivities was real nice. They never really said how many people were on the boat or who were on the boat on the yacht. And I was like,
just them.
No, them and some close friends.
Just them.
Just no. Well, okay, then.
Beyonce was there. Mm-hmm. She was there.
And Solange.
Mm-hmm. And the baby. And
her,
Jay-Z.
Solange and her husband looked like about 69.
Stop it. He's 50. something. 50.
His beard is his beard is tight though.
Yeah. He's a director, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
That's all right though. Good.
Yeah, as long as as long as Solange and Tina and Beyonce happy, that's all that matters. And how long they gonna be happy? Hey y'all, I got some stars that were millionaires before they were 21 years old. Let me start at the bottom real quick here. Okay, Chris Brown, Michael Jackson, of course, Tyler James Williams. Y'all know who he is?
He was on one of those little, like, one of the white people shows.
Go ahead, you close.
Yeah,
you close.
I know. I can see his face. I just can't think of the show.
On one of the white people shows?
You remember back in, like, the 90s? Mm. It was, like, one of those, like, it was, like, a, not.
You can do it. I see it right there on the tip of your brain.
That's not a joint with Corky.
No.
Everybody Loves Chris. I remember Lil Shorty.
Oh shit, I was totally thinking of something different.
I
was thinking
you were on it, right?
Yeah, no, I was totally thinking of different
people. White people,
yeah,
show.
I was totally thinking about sort of. Yeah, I'm not on the, I'm totally
it
not.
Show, period. Well, you were the only one to say anything, so you was all right, moving on.
That makes
so hold on, so Everybody Hates Chris, the actual character, right?
Yeah, the little young boy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Chris, that was based on Chris Rock, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, him. Okay. Yeah,
that white dude.
Because he's old now.
They're black people, but
yeah,
he's
old.
Yeah, he's on The Walking Dead.
White show.
Yeah,
unless he got killed, I don't know. I don't watch it.
Right, and you know who he looks a lot like? My man from Sleepy Hollow.
You talking about
Orlando?
Orlando. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does look like him.
He doesn't look like him. He looks
a little bit. Yeah,
like he spit that little boy out. If you ask me,
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I see him, I'm like, damn, he looks just like
little
this
boy.
Yeah, Raven Simone Moan, LL Cool J, Romeo
Box,
Kiki Palmer.
Whatever happened to her talk show? Did it? Is it still on?
Ooh,
damn.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Oh my. Okay.
Will Smith, of course. Lil Bow Wow. Of course, I said were. Let me get that out there for y'all. So I say, Kobe Bryant, Lil Wayne, Beyonce, and the little Smithesis, Willow and Jaden.
Did y'all see Jaden in the dress?
I heard about it, but I didn't.
Jaden had
it
a dress
some weird
on.
Shit, mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. For some reason, man. Like I really just didn't feel like clicking on the picture.
Me
I was like, oh, Jaden.
She did none of it again. I don't even need to see
he.
It.
Jaden.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, not Willow. Because that would not even be a story.
Willow, right. Because Willow, she could probably have something right up under her ass and it'd be a freedom of expression.
Or her little boobies out.
Yeah, her little boob out.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even feel like clicking on the picture. So,
I wonder how often does Will and Jada actually see them damn kids?
Probably. I mean, I'm sure they yell across the mansion or something every day. Probably.
I mean,
they let them be them.
Yeah, that's the problem right there.
They let them be like them kids in Montgomery County, the free range kids.
Pretty much.
Yeah. How about yeah?
Wait. You know what? Now that you brought that up, because I was gonna bring that up to you. Okay, so back in the day, I mean, how many of y'all were latchkey kids? Because I was a latchkey kid.
I wasn't a latchkey kid, but...
I was sort of.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and in the evening a little bit.
I was like, zillions of parents would be in jail right now.
Yeah, see, especially in the city, though. When you're a city kid, D.C., it's... 5 and 4 year olds riding the bus to get and walking to school to get to.
Not only that, back in the day when they say it took a village to raise a kid,
mm-hmm.
everybody in your community cared about everybody in the community.
Right.
Well, y'all forgetting about the one thing that ruled over all the children. When them motherfucking streetlights came on,
mm-hmm.
you knew exactly where to have your ass.
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. they were supposed to be home by 6 o'clock. And when they didn't come home, that's when the parents went out to look for them. This is the last time, you know, this happened. So they went to go look for them, but by that point, the cop had picked them up. Because I heard on my way here, they said supposedly the cop saw like a homeless dude looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody was
but
like,
but they said
hey.
A neighbor called in.
Well, no, but I'm this time. Maybe the first time, I think it was the neighbor.
No, they said this time a neighbor called in.
But I'm saying on my way home, maybe I think a neighbor must have called the cop, and the cop saw a homeless dude looking at him. So that's their story this time. Uh-oh. That's why the cop picked him up, took him to CPS, and I guess CPS was like, what do we do with him? So they kept him for a couple hours, and the parents didn't even know where they were, which I think that's wrong.
But I'm know what? That couple don't look too tight. Don't look like they wrapped too tight anyway.
I mean, I give
it. I don't think that's it.
I don't think that I would probably let my young children that young. What are they, 7 and 4 or something
no,
like that?
No, 10 and 6.
Oh, I see. I don't think I would let them. The 10-year-old, no. I don't think I would let them walk that far by themselves. Something short, yeah, but they walked a couple miles.
I think it was like less. It was like a half a mile or something like that. But it was in their neighborhood.
I mean, blocks.
But I mean, that's that's the thing. Though. It's they walk to the neighborhood park and play and come right. back. I mean, for real. I mean, I wasn't that young, but I ventured out much further
right.
than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I ventured out. I mean, Slim, we was hopping the damn subway. We was.
Downtown.
I mean, at work every day, I watch these kids that I know are that age or younger jumping on the bus, jumping on the subway.
You hear what Drew said? Kids ride the bus 4 and 5 years old.
Yeah, so.
And I'm not saying that young, but by themselves. But, I mean, but 10 and 6.
I just, you know, I'm just bothered by, why the parents got to make this some sort of gimmick type shit with the little... Their little thing, badge things that they wear that says, we're free range kids.
I think
we're
because of the first time that happened.
But come on, man. That's
I mean, that's just a new terminology.
Like they're 2.5 right. No, there's some old crap that.
2.5 blocks, that's all? Mm-hmm. Okay, come on.
Oh, no. They were like 2.5 blocks away from their home when the police.
Okay,
we
picked them up.
So,
yeah, I think it was a little further.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought they said they were like a half a mile or
something like that.
But they said. Like the first couple times, like they were walking around downtown Silver Spring or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's why I didn't.
But as you said, how many times did you go off and do what you weren't supposed to do? Because maybe they weren't really supposed to do that. You know what I mean?
They just
did it. It's a over 30-year difference. You know what I'm saying? It's like things are different now. You know what I'm saying? People are. It's not saying that it wasn't the same. It wasn't crazy back then, but it's just it was different. Society was different.
The world was a little bit more innocent.
Yeah,
back then.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They were still snatching kids, people.
Yeah, I mean, we just know that they weren't.
We just hear
but
about it.
They
more
had
often
more eyeballs,
now.
Like Mark said. It was more eyeballs on you. It wasn't just okay. You can go ahead and go to the store, and everybody's sitting in their house. You're guaranteed to know that somebody down the street is going to see
you. But you don't think if they were walking around in downtown, I'm sorry, Mark. You don't think if they were walking around in downtown Silver Spring and somebody snatched them, that everybody would be like, oh, damn. Oh, well, kids just got snatched off the corner. Like, nobody would try to do anything?
Well, they snatch them real smooth these days.
No bullshit.
You
were not saying that they.
Not if the kids kicked and screamed and,
right,
and I mean,
right,
you
right,
know.
Yeah. Yeah. But
shit, back in the day, you used to, not only did you walk to the store, you walked to the store and got cigarettes for
right,
drink.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the point I was getting ready to try to make. I went to the store, which I knew was a little longer than a half a mile, and I fucked around and stole some candy. Right? I got back, by the time I got back to my grandmother's house, they let me steal the candy too. I got back
They're
to
like,
my grandmother's
you about to
house.
Get it.
Yeah, I got back to my grandmother's house. She was behind the door.
Oh, no.
Right? So, you know, I said, hey, Grandma, I'm back. But I ain't here, right?
Oh,
so
shit.
I opened the door, and the door wouldn't open up all the way, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yike.
So I went on and squeezed in. Some say, shh. All I feel is that motherfucker
in your
wet
back.
Down the back of my head. I'm like, what I do? I got a couple of them, right? She's like, empty your pockets.
Uh-oh.
I say, I got the stuff you want right here. She said, okay, put that down right there. Now empty your pockets.
Good boy.
I'm like, that's my name. She's like, you stole it. Oh, my God.
Did you have to give it back?
Nah, I ain't have to get a candy back.
Oh, oops.
I had that, but shit, I took an ass whooping.
Well, I would have thought maybe she would have made you go back, walk back and give it.
You know, it was just embarrassment. I still had to go back to that store.
Yeah.
And I did have to go back and apologize.
And they told, because they called your...
They called her.
Yeah.
So your grandson down there stealing candy.
Yeah. see what happened to that? You know what I'm saying?
By the time I got back, whole half of that shit was gone.
He was eating like shit. Tongue red, blue.
More than a mile.
Right. But I'm just saying, you know. That's how the neighborhood was back then. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of...
Yeah. Well, neighborhood, somebody called on them the first time, so, I mean, the streets are still watching.
Yeah.
Maybe not as closely and ass whippy as they were back then, but they're still watching.
Yeah, it was whippy days.
Now they just dry snitching.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because they wasn't calling on them.
You know little Mark stole some damn candy again today.
They weren't calling. If they was that concerned about the kid as your neighbor, and if you see your if you know your neighbor or what have you, then you'd be like, you'll kind of, you know, ask questions. And, mm-hmm. you know, because
come
you
in,
see.
Timmy.
No, not even that. I'm talking about the parent.
Oh.
You know, and like, why call the police on them? Because you see them walking. Like, your kids don't walk. You know, you don't even know how long they've been walking. They could have just walked, like you said, like right around the corner. Like, right around
speaking
the corner.
Speaking of that, did y'all hear this story? I don't know if it happened this weekend or it came out this weekend about the neighbor that called the police for the kids playing football and you know, I guess damaging their lawn or what have you. Mm-mm. And it was three little black kids. White cop rolls up.
Oh boy. Who got shot?
And the white cop got out his car and played with the kids. Threw the football with them,
mm-hmm.
and just got them to move a little bit down the street,
mm-hmm.
by just playing with them and interacting with them.
Oh, that's cool.
And you know, that's sad,
okay.
because Nee had to say who got shot, because that's the shit that's been
that's
going
on. That's what pops on. Mm-hmm.
You know,
what
that's the first thing
mind.
That popped up in your mind.
Yep.
That wasn't even being funny.
Right, I know you wasn't being funny. That's right. The thing. That's mm-hmm. the thing. And that's it needs to be more stories like that.
You know, me and 15, we had sort of a debate this weekend. And you know, he was kind of saying, he was taking the approach that these police officers need psychological evaluations and this and that and this and that. And I think there's a simpler solution. And I just, again, I think I told a story on the show before. Back in the days, the police would do things to make you interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they used to have the Georgetown Hoyer basketball playing cards.
Or the McGruff the Crime Dog.
Right. And you would have
the officer friendly band.
Right. And you would have to go to the car.
Older than you.
Okay. You would have to literally sort of flag the police down because you know the new card came out each week.
Oh yeah, I remember.
You know, yeah. And he would know you. He would learn you. And you know, argue me down like, nah, that shit ain't gonna work. That shit ain't gonna work. And it's like, it does, because it introduces a human element to this white person that knows nothing about you, knows nothing about your community. All he does is encounter you as a, you could be 15, but you look like a grown ass man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to possibly have met you when you was 6, 7, 8. Had conversations with you, and can address you by name, mm-hmm. can talk you to, even if you someone that turned into a bad apple,
mm-hmm.
or whatever,
still had
he can talk you off the ledge.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He can still have that gun drawn and say, Marcus, this is Officer Scott. Talk to me. Put the shit down. Talk. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Before it's just, oh, I'm threatened. Shoot. I think that costs almost nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's
a start. I mean, Mark, you remember back in the day, what they used to call cops back in the day? Flatfoots.
Yep.
Because you park your fucking car and you got out and walked around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You talked to people. You interacted with people.
That's right.
You sat on the stoop. You met little Susie or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, told her to stay away from little knucklehead Mark over there, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that don't cost that much money. It really is what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
That's already paid for. Last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
But the windows rolled up and you just rolling around mean mugging niggas. That's
right. Looking for shit.
Right. And talking on your phone.
And as soon
as not hands free.
Right.
Smoking cigars. Cuban cigars.
What? As soon as shit go down, now they want to come tell you what you see. What you see? No, motherfucker, I don't know you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. How about that? Mm-hmm. How about that?
You know,
you and your squad car not doing nothing. You see grandma going down the street struggling with her bag. Man, get the fuck out of the car and help her to the house with the bag or something, like little shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if they see you around all the time, mm-hmm. not just when shit go down. You know, just helping out, you know, walking through the stores. Everything all right, Mr. Lee? Everything all right in the store? All right, you know, walk around and shit. You know, people like that. You know, they'd be the first one to come to you if something go down. They don't respect you. You ain't gonna get no respect. You ain't gonna get it. Don't look for it.
Word.
Simple that.
I mean, that should help me out of a situation. It was a goofy situation, but it was one nonetheless. I had bought a vehicle and I had tinkered with it to try. You know, I ain't mechanically inclined at all. I just needed to change a hose
on it.
You know
stuff, though, you know?
I know stuff, but I just don't know how to do it.
Okay.
But this was something simple. It was a hose, so I changed it. And I was like, I just want to drive this bitch around the corner real quick. Make sure that the hose holds pressure. As soon as I bend the corner, the cop was right there. I've been driving the car with no tags. Mm. No nothing.
Mm.
So I was like, I knew it was going to take a minute for the cop to turn around. And I was on some narrow streets. So I didn't speed, but I hit the joint real quick. Boom, boom, boom. Got the car back to my driveway. So hopefully they wouldn't snatch it from me. 5-6 police cars roll up.
Oh, my.
And these motherfuckers looked like they were out for blood. I mean, they were all spread out in my mom's yard. And I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers is really about to come for me. Then one of them pulled up and was like, Brian? I'm like, what the fuck is you? And then the other one turned to him. He's like, sorry, bro. Got in their car and left like nothing happened.
Oh.
And then the one that originally was there and him stayed and was like, know what you was doing. Don't do it again. Over. You know what I'm saying? And all because they knew me. They knew me from when I was a kid. And they knew my brother from when we were kids and interacted with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. So, as we close out the diagnosis, what did we learn today, people?
Let your kids be, man.
Don't address your kids as chicken and livestock.
See.
They not free range kids.
You stupid. I have a neighbor whose nickname is Chicken.
Okay.
Oh, well, that could be so many different things.
Okay. And he'll be shot then.
But if something happens to their kids, if one of those kids get kidnapped, then what they're going to say?
I'm free range.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what else do we learn
I'm
today?
I'm going to leave that as rhetorical because really. Told you. But I mean, there are kids doing it right now and it's like dark outside. So, okay.
So, livestock and children can be free range. We learned that there were and some are no more under 21 millionaires. And we learned that Bobby Flay's wife said,
fuck you, pay.
Bobby Flay.
Fuck you, pay me. Word.
So with that, we're going to close out the diagnosis. Got a whole bunch more coming your way. I was like, what up here?
Just unfolding the tinfoil.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your man Big B here. Check it out. Last week we asked you all to write in and tell us what you felt the Hood Times family should do with the money that they found on the last episode. Now, we got six people that wrote in and said what they should do with the money. Here's the problem. Three of y'all said one thing, three of y'all said the other. So we need to do a tiebreaker. We didn't want to just alienate anybody. So we're going to extend it to one more week and let you all write in, say what you want to do with the money, and be totally creative. Whatever you want us to do with the money, the family would do. We'll write it in. Send it in. Where can they send that in, Queen?
InDeepShow@yahoo.com.
Bets.
What's up, y'all? We got some motherfucking feedback. It's like, no, I ain't gonna even come back like that.
Like I said, get a chipmunk.
Right. I was like, that was fast.
I know, right? Yeah, we got feedback from our question from last week. And it comes from Mr. I'm not gonna even tell you yet. I'll wait until y'all hear. What up, IDS crew? So who gets to sit in the limo with you for a funeral and the best girlfriend or the new boo? To me, it's either the new boo or neither. If the new boo has been with you long enough to build a relationship with your family and or the loved one who passed, then it's probably okay. Otherwise, it would be awkward to have her sit in the main limo with you and your family. She should respect that and just follow along in her car or ride with the best girlfriend. The best girlfriend would have the option to ride in the limo if the new boo wasn't there. Because the new boo is there, it could cause some unnecessary drama. I know funerals are a big deal, but it's just a moment, a ceremony. The best girlfriend will know that you needed her support before the funeral and will continue to need it after the funeral. Regarding the white woman giving her black trash men Heineken's.
Being black.
And Latino was. I'm sorry. That was. The, okay. If I would have known. Yeah. Regarding the being black. The white woman giving her black trash men Heineken's and the Latino ones Coronas. It sounds like it was an unconscious decision. I agree with Drew that the safest thing to do was give water. But if she wanted to take the lead and buy them a cold beer, then she should give them a brand she likes to drink. If she doesn't drink beer, she should ask a friend of hers who does what a good beer choice would be. Race doesn't matter. It's about the gesture. So just pick a nice brand and stick with it. If she bought Heineken before, just stick with that. I mean, to the trash men, it's a free beer. Latinos aren't the only ones who drink Coronas or other Mexican beers. Don't overthink it, ma'am. Thanks for all. Thanks for the call out, B. Appreciate it. Chris.
Right.
One half of the Lehman's brothers. The brothers Lehman's black is.
Uh-oh. That's the feedback king.
Feedback king.
Feedback king wants his title.
Yes.
Back.
I don't know. Somebody's coming for it, though. Somebody's coming for it.
I get it. Who?
Well, hold up. All right. This is actually the female friend and, you know, the new chick again. The female friend will always have the upper hand in this situation, mainly because of the history and love/trust established over time. The new chick is, well, what she is, new. She may want to prove herself and collect brownie points, but the female friend has already proven herself to the family. Think of it like this. Weddings and funerals are the same. Families come together to celebrate life, whether it's new life or the end of life. It's an important gathering that consists of important folks. The new chick is not important enough to introduce yet. It's always a great chance. The new chick might not last, but still end up in memorable photos and or videos. Not a good look, playa, nor a good feeling when looking back at those type of photos. So go with the history, aka the Spurs instead of the Miami route. Her ass might end up in the back of okay, really? Basketball? Her ass might end up back in Cleveland while you still looking at photos and pictures of you two in Miami. The female friend is damn near family. Can't choose a possible extended one night stand over fam. Mm. Now here we go, Drew. Mm. Hashtag respect for the dead. Hashtag know her position. Hashtag should have never been up for debate. Hashtag she get an attitude then leave with the female friend. Oh. Hashtag this year's Westbrook of hashtags. Hashtag Baylor never should have gave you niggas money to great. Hashtag now this is the one that makes me laugh. Hashtag IDS West.
Is that supposed to be an ode to Kanye?
No, or it could or be him
on
be,
the West Side,
right? that's where I think he's going with that. So that was from BTG, Mr. Socks a Lot. Okay. That's it.
I have nothing to say. He is just that great.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I agree with him. Anyway, moving on. All right, TP, Drew Baby. This one's for you.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna read it in my oh yeah voice. Okay.
Let me get my nipples ready.
Oh my. Okay. Tonya Ingram says, good show. No, I'm just playing. I'm kidding. All right. So, Mr. Chaz says, I'm going to read it. Drew Baby. Baby. You don't have singing chops. You have singing filet mignon. Your voice is like honey. Send me a mixtape with a video. Gotta see your dance moves. But seriously, you should be in the studio.
Wow.
That's a shout out to last episode with you doing karaoke.
Yeah, wow. That's wonderful.
That's what's up.
And I thought I sound like a woman that just got out, was able to do karaoke with her girlfriends. She ain't been out in a minute. But that was an awesome compliment. Appreciate it.
Right? Cool.
Appreciate it.
That's what's up.
That was very, very nice.
That was nice.
And he sent some other feedback too, but you know, I'm gonna share that amongst the group. It was really like a shout out to Big B too for putting this, you know, group together like Voltron, and you know, just saying he did a really great job putting this crew together, which I agree with.
Yeah, me too.
You know, so well.
Cool.
Aw, thanks for the feedback, people.
Ideas yeah, love.
Keep them coming.
We really appreciate that.
Gas us up.
Ideas heart symbol.
Gas us up so we can keep on moving. We need that fuel.
How about it?
Hey. Okay. So, this happened to me, I'm going to say, like about a month or so ago. So, and when I got it myself together, I wrote this question down so I wouldn't forget. And I thought it would be really great to pose this question to the crew. Have you ever woken up from a dream where you were crying and then you made yourself woke up, but when you woke up from that dream, you were really literally crying?
I think I've done that one time.
And if so, if it's not too, you know, not too personal, if you want to share it.
I can't recall any time where that's happened to me.
No, me either.
I've done it, but I don't know why I was crying. I don't, you know, it's like how dreams are. You can have one, but not have one, or what have you, because KGB happened to hit me and was like, you okay? And I heard myself waking up crying. Like, you know, waking up out of my dream, I guess, crying a little bit. So I can't recall what it was.
But I have waken up like when I was running in my dream, and when I woke up I was like gasping for breath or fighting or something like that, and waking up. But I never, not the crying thing, I never experienced that.
I've heard,
or like being wild. Underwater drowning or something, and then waking up like, shit, that was a dream.
Do you have a lot of those dreams? I mean,
you know what? Not lately, but I usually have dreams when I eat a lot and go right to sleep.
Oh,
that's when I have my dreams.
You mean dreams like that, or
just dreams, period?
I mean, everybody dreams. You may not remember. You dream.
I'm trying to tell you is most of the time when I wake up from a dream, it's because earlier that night I ate a lot and went right to sleep.
Right.
And that's what I think that's what triggers my
dream. Just started having more dreams than others because I can go to sleep and it be black out, and then I wake the fuck up the next morning. Like, I just started really having dreams. And I think because I've had a lot of shit on my mind lately.
That's
so I think that because a lot of the stuff that I dream about, some part of my day or whatever that's been going on is in it somehow, but real weird. But normally I wouldn't have dreams. I would not have dreams. I would just go to sleep.
I don't know if it's possible to not have a dream. I think you may dream and not remember your dream. But I wouldn't
have dreams. I just will go to sleep and wake the hell up.
I have to research that a little
bit. And you know what?
I mean, it happens to each individual, so everybody can't just be having dreams, and everybody cannot not be having dreams. Like, at some point, it's possible, just like you can have dreams, you can not have them. You could just have a restful sleep and just be, you know, whatever happens in your subconscious is, I mean, it's not going to be, I don't feel like it's one of those types of things. Whereas, and you can have a dream and not remember it, but know that you had a dream. But when you just don't have a dream, there's no remembering anything because you didn't have a dream. Like, you just got a good, nice rest. I want to know where dreams come from. That's what I need to know. Yeah, that's what I need to.
A lot of things, it depends on what it is. It's a manifestation of something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, falling means something.
I will always fall.
Or running means something.
I'm always falling.
Right. It means something. Or when your teeth fall out when you're dreaming, it means, I think it's like you have a fear of failure or something like that. So your dreams, you know, most of the time they mean something when you do dream stuff.
All right, tell me something. Like, say if you have a dream where all your ex-girlfriends are in it and you just have like a sex fest in your dream.
You need to do better. No, it means you need to do it.
It means
that's what it means.
That you need to
you Madam Simola over here.
Madam Charlene
will tell you your dreams.
Wife is going to be right in your face.
Right.
As what you happened? Wake up. I think you need to be having that shit on the couch. That dream on the couch.
Okay. It was good, though.
I think it means you need to do it.
I'm going
to
be like,
you think he needs to do it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
They found out need like drama. First 48.
Hey,
yeah, that's right. How about that?
I'm just saying, all the exes come back, or maybe it's past different loves. You were maybe remembering things from. I still think you just need to do it. But anyway, so
a good movie too. Good book. Good episode of Good Times.
Oh boy, or not episode 47.
69. I knew that was going to work.
Right,
I know.
You're waiting for it. So the dream I had it was actually really sad. And I had a dream. I don't remember all of it, but I know at one point I was in a hotel and I was getting dressed and I was crying. And I realized I was crying because my sister had died.
Oh.
And she's very much alive.
Right.
But in the dream I'm crying and I'm like, and I'm telling myself at some point, this is a dream. You need to wake up. So somewhere in there, the dream and the conscious, subconscious was like, this is a dream. You need to wake up. And then I woke up and I'm crying. I'm like, wow, that's weird. And I've done that. That's the second time I've done that.
Recently?
Yeah, it was a couple of months ago.
Okay. Did anyone pass away?
No. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it scared the shit out of me. My sister and I, we use like walkie-talkie, you know, app a lot. And I left her a message and I was like, oh my God, I need you to take care of yourself. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And she was like, I'm okay. You know, and I'm like, I don't care. You know, go to the doctors. Just make sure everything's okay. You know, and it was just the weirdest damn dream. Because normally when I dream, I don't dream with, you know, and she's in my dreams. You know what I mean? It'll be random shit. You know, like I could dream us in the studio, or I could dream, you know, whatever, something random. Like I don't even remember what my dream was from last night. It was wild, but you know, and I, like I said, that was the second time that's happened to me. The first time I can't remember what it was about, but I don't know, that just freaked me all the hell out. And I was like, oh my God, this would be a good, well, I thought it would have been a good question to ask you guys, but you know, I mean, it's good that it hadn't really happened to you guys.
The closest that I might have come to something like that would be like, I've had dreams that my car was stolen, or I had dreams that like somebody vandalized my car and took the wheels off and all that. And like, I woke up with that stress and everything and just sat on the edge of the bed like, man, I gotta call work. What the fuck am I gonna do, man? I don't know if the insurance gonna pay for this shit. And it like took me like 15, 20 minutes to realize, wait a minute, that shit was a fucking dream.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll go run to the window and be like, oh, my shit is there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's probably the closest I think I've ever had to that. Or, I mean, we, you know, when you, you know, bust one for the sheets.
Okay, well, like Mark.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say I did all that.
Mm-hmm. You just didn't say it.
You know what? I can't have sex in my dreams for some reason. I get real close to it, but I can't.
That's because you're married. It's that guilt kicking in.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
She, every time she sees him, Flint, she pinches it a little bit.
That's what she did. She cut off the circulation. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That nigga dreaming you about to get some. Nigga, you ain't getting none of your dreams. You ain't getting none of real life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
All right.
Oh. Welp. What?
There you go. That's it. That's that.
God won't get this more.
There you go.
Sean won't get this more. You've been dreaming about bitches.
Right. Yeah. Go in the shower and jerk off.
You can give it another shot.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Shit. Unintended.
Well, August.
Well, if you guys, as you know, if you want to weigh in on the topic question, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
All right, we want to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
Incredibly involved, the incredibly difficult and incredibly frustrating search. Trying to pull together the history of a people.
Africa. Well, all right. Drew's favorite part of the show. Well, I have to put the harness on her because she knows too damn much. Hi, Drew, baby.
Hi.
Okay, so y'all know the rules of the game. Let's get it started. Now, in this first song, you all probably familiar with the song, so work with me on it. Y'all remember the song? De La Soul. Participation.
Yeah.
Okay. Drew, do you know that missile?
No, forgot.
Okay. So, roller skating and jamming Saturday.
Saturday.
Right. So, my question to you with this song is, where did they get this sample from right here? This right here.
My boy is it?
Nope. Queen?
You would have liked it? Nope. Uh-huh. I don't know.
You should know. You know the song. Doc? This Chicago, Saturday in the Park. Yeah, Drew, mm-hmm. You need to restrain yourself for this next one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Tupac had a great song that went like this. Where did he get the sample from?
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts,
I can't
so I'm
think
looking
of
for a person
a real song, though.
Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get a to the kid to the hell.
Hey man, get a job.
On the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal.
I don't know the name of the song, though, but I can.
Kill each other. Drew Baby.
Stick this one out. I can hear that.
I know the song.
Yeah, I'm like,
I
can't
song,
think,
but I can't think of the person. I know he's not black.
No. Yeah, he, it's like something. Hey man, get a job. Yeah.
That's just the way it is. I know that, but I just don't know the guy.
Yeah, I can't think of the real song.
That would be Monsieur Bruce Hornsby.
Anglo-Saxons were the shit then.
Yeah, the bomb alternative music.
Would they actually play with instruments? even if it was just five keyboards?
Yeah, right, no bullshit. They put the effort behind it.
All right. So that was Acknowledge Your History for today.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Real quick, I was listening to Dr. Dre. They was doing something on the radio, and he had said, I forgot what song was it, and he was like 10 years in the game. It was 1995, and I was like, wow, that Bama been in the game for 30 years. Like, that's crazy as hell. That's tight. Like, that's some tight shit. And to make it at almost a gazillion times. Must be nice.
Africa. Africa.
It's the mother of civilization on the planet Earth. Africa. We're science, cosmetic.
Well, we gotta wrap this show up. Get on out of here. Thank you for all your feedback. Thank you for all your well wishes. Thank you for all the pats on the back. Thank you for all the gassing up. I love it. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for being one of the loved ones.
Thank you all.
No doubt. Doctor, mm-hmm. Kick it off for us.
Let me see. Two fingers up for my crew that held it down last week. I got to listen to the show, though. I got to listen to Drew sing and Brahim do his thing. What part did he play?
Who you think?
He played Junior?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I definitely got to listen to that.
It was funny as hell, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see. one finger to I don't have one finger this week. I don't think I do.
No,
I don't have one finger.
Quinn?
Let's see. Two fingers.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes,
all
I do.
Right.
Yes, I do. I just thought about so.
All right.
One finger for these motherfucking classes I got to be at 4 o'clock in the morning, man.
You have to literally be there at 4 o'clock
in the
morning?
You have to be in the seat at 4 o'clock.
Damn. A.M.? G-
listen, that GED ain't no jokes, huh?
Right. Ooh, wait, what?
Okay.
A.M.? A.M.
Huh?
A.M. or P.M.? Because I know your schedule is a little wonky right
AM,
now.
A.M., man.
Damn.
Why you think I'm over here dozing all the shit?
But you always doze. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
could be the bull. I don't know.
Hours. It must be the seat. Because last week we had that problem, too.
I'm gonna have to 15. Put some sage in that goddamn seat.
15 was dozing too.
Yeah, that is a one. Yeah, one finger to that. Because that's
I gotta be
that's
there
horrible.
For tomorrow and for the next day.
That's horrible. Mm. Sorry, home skillet.
I'm a Viking though. I'm gonna get it done. Shit, I just can't doze off because he was going hard at people in their dozing off. He was like this. Now I thought I told y'all, hey sir. I'm tell you, if you come here tomorrow doing that, you going home.
Oh,
well, but I was kind of rested this morning. But tomorrow,
you don't even know.
You don't know.
That's a little too. Nah, I'm used to these hours. It's just anyway.
Aww.
Yeah,
poor Marky.
That's the one thing. I don't know why I forgot that shit.
I don't know either.
Still drinking though.
Yep.
Queen of Queen.
24. Let's see. Two fingers to the feedback that we got from Chaz, because it was super awesome and it was very kind. So okay. I have to give you a shout out. And like I said, I'll share that with you guys afterwards, and I will give my one finger to the IRS. Where the hell's my money, motherfuckers? Where's my money? It's supposed to be direct deposit. What the hell?
You sound like one of my residents.
Can I get my coins?
I had an issue today.
I'm saying, I got stuff to do. Can I get my coins? I got to go buy Escalade. Where's my money? Shit.
Bitch better have my money. Sing that Rihanna song on them.
I'm saying, shit. I did what I was supposed to do. Do what you supposed to do. Give me my money.
Go hard.
Suck pee.
Two fingers to the weather. It seems like it's gonna be a little consistent.
It's gonna rain tomorrow and be like cold. Sorry.
Fuck that all up.
Right. Sorry.
Right. Sorry.
You want to take one of the fingers down.
Right. Yeah. Or add an extra one.
No.
Sorry.
One finger to swelling. That's it.
That's
right. One finger to that.
You're gonna be all right, baby.
Poor baby.
Yeah. Just tell KGB for a little hot sauce on
him. Oh gosh,
you know what?
Oh shit.
You're gonna be all right,
Franks. Put that shit on everything.
Something little vinegar.
Oh no.
That's what I'm gonna do, actually.
Get some Epsom salt.
That's
a
little teaspoon of vinegar.
Put a little bit of Robitussin in there.
There you go.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that.
Right.
Need you two to record on different dates, cause where I needed you to rub off on him,
right.
He's rubbing off on you. I don't know.
And shit, she get Drew down real good too. Shit,
that was on break though. That was on break, wasn't it?
It was on break.
Was it?
Yeah, it was on break.
Okay, well she got it anyway.
Okay. Can't get carry the pop on. Right though, but
you gonna be all right. That's close.
Can't get it right.
It took years for me to get this together. So, I'm just so mad.
You're probably sucking too hard. Do it real quick.
Never heard of that problem.
I've never heard that either.
I was like, hey, well, you're doing it right. Have heard any complaints? You all right.
Two fingers to me.
Okay.
for getting my fat ass back in motion and getting back on the path to redemption.
Shout out to 24.
To get this little midget off my back. I'm carrying him around. Well, he's not really on my back. You know, kind of hanging around my front a little bit. So.
Yeah, you.
Two fingers in that. One finger. One finger. One finger to... Oh my gosh. One finger to the person that borrowed my car for a couple hours yesterday. Unfortunately, he was my mechanic and he was supposed to be fixing it, but he just really ended up borrowing it for a couple hours. Love you to death, boy, but man, you drive me crazy. And that's where we're going to leave it.
Double whelp.
How about that shit?
Sorry.
Gotta get out of here. Gotta go. Thank y'all always tuning in and doing what it is you do and making this dream come true. Anything in closing there, peoples?
Don't forget to send your feedback to ndeepshow@yahoo.com. Does anybody remember the telephone number?
Yes.
What is it?
It is 202.
Yeah.
750-1437-7-1-I-D-S.
You can actually send a text message to that number too.
Yes, you can. You can send messages.
If you're too lazy to leave voicemail, send a text message.
Send a text. Send a voicemail. Just do it. I'm telling you, there is a... ...75% chance that Queen or Thug Princess may answer when you call. Oh, no, not 75. That's 7.5% chance that they might answer the phone.
What?
Man shouts to decimal points. Look, we got to get out here. Love y'all. As always, in closing, we like to say...
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga! Out, out, goddammit! All of you out!